You are now tuned in to the Wake Up Great podcast. I'm your host, Joseph Anthony. What better way to start off your day than on a positive note? See, I'm a firm believer that the way you begin your day will have an effect on the outcome of your day in a major way. Episode 4 is coming up next. Stay tuned. What's going on, friends? Episode 4 already. Of course I'm excited. It was all a dream. Episode 4 entitled, Words Are Powerful. And if you know me, you know I truly believe in that specifically. So in this episode, I'm encouraging you to practice speaking powerful words, more powerful words, to let go of the words that don't bring us any joy. They don't make us feel good. Things that we say, and it's like more of a subconscious thing because of conditioning. Things that we were just used to saying as a kid. Things that we saw our family and our parents and our friends say to themselves. And we thought that that's just a normal thing. Well, I'm here to tell you it's a new day. It's time to wake up. It's time to grab your greatness and project it. And use those words that you're projecting to your advantage. Use these words to help you progress, to help you feel good, to help you spread more love and more positivity and great energy, which will in turn bless you. I want to give you guys a few examples of words that I learned growing up. Words that when I got older, I found out that these words were just hurting me. So words like, I can't, or I'll try, or a very big one was, I hope. Man, I hope that happens. Oh, I wish that would happen to me. And all these words that I learned, and I found out later on, that they were hurting me more deeply than I can ever imagine. When we say, I wish that'll happen to me, or I hope this happens to me, the only thing that happens is you're speaking to your subconscious mind and just saying and stating that you truly don't believe it can ever happen to you, but I hope it does. I'm gonna wish it and I'm gonna dream it that it'll happen to me, but you don't believe it. There's no belief put forward towards, there's no actual connection with feeling and those words. Because if you knew something was gonna happen, you get this specific feeling when you know it, when you know it to be true. Even if it's not in your reality at the moment. See, this is why I'm so big on words and how we got to correct ourselves and just wake up. Wake up to what we're speaking. Wake up to what we're listening to and reading and watching. The things that are damaging us because we're filling our mind consciously and subconsciously with these words. And just as important, if not more important, the words that we're speaking around our kids, the words that we're speaking around the younger generation that is our future. See, the reason why I spoke so many of these negative words, these words that had fear and hate within them, was because I heard them growing up. They were in my life, around my life as I was getting older. So of course, they were in my subconscious mind. It was something that came natural. It was something that I thought was just a normal thing. And it wasn't until I educated myself and I found out how powerful words are that I started to change those words. And then be mindful of the words that I said around my kid, said around other kids and other people. Because if I knew that those words were harming me and they did me no good, why am I going to speak it around a younger generation so it can continue the cycle? It's time to change, guys. It's time to switch it up. It's time to be conscious and to be aware and to be exact with ourselves. We live our lives based on fear. So we speak fearful things. We speak things that keep us down. But it's a new day. It's a day to realize that, man, maybe I shouldn't be saying these things. Maybe, like, what is the point of even saying them? Whatever. Now it's time to switch up. Let me speak powerful. Let me be powerful. Let me embody that powerful emotion so I can speak and project more power into my reality. This is what other people need to see within us and other younger people need to see within us so they can become that themselves earlier. So they can grow and live better lives themselves because of what they're projecting, what they're doing, what they're listening to, what they're surrounding themselves with. Guys, this is no joke. If we want to see change in our world, we have to become the change. It starts with us. And it starts with how we're speaking and what we're putting out there. It's time to speak love. It's time to speak greatness and blessings and abundance and gratefulness, appreciation. These are the things we have to speak. Happiness and joy. The things that we want within our lives. That's what we need to switch it up to and be consistent with it. And when we mess up, we realize it and we get back to where we were. I believe in you. If nobody else does, I believe in you. I love you. I appreciate you. I send you nothing but powerful vibes within your life, within your days to come. And that's my message for today. If you guys have any questions or you have any topics you want me to touch on, please feel free to message me. Send me a voice message. Check out the Instagram page for the Wake Up Great podcast, which is the_WakeUpGreat_podcast. And you can also contact me there as well. Until next week, have a great one. Take care. Hey guys, thank you for tuning into today's episode. If you like what you've heard, I'd love your feedback. Hit that rate, review, share, subscribe. You could even leave a voice message. I'm at anchor.fm/wakeupgreatpodcast and all listening platforms. And as always, new episodes posted every Wednesday. I'll see you next week. Have a powerful one. Take care.